As October 31st rolls around, the streets are flooded with costumes and our TVs are filled with images of ghouls, goblins, and ghosts. Halloween's origins comes from the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which is a pagan religious celebration that welcomes the harvest at the end of the summer. Now, we have Spirit Halloween, jack-o'-lanterns, and trick-or-treating. The horror genre and Halloween are naturally intertwined for their scary nature. The genre often includes semantical elements such as isolated spaces, knives, monsters, victims, and blood, in addition to syntactical themes such as survival and external threats, and often have religious and ethical undertones such as purity. But what films scare Northwestern students the most and why? I took to the streets and asked some freshmen their thoughts. From these interviews, I deduced that there are four main categories that people are most terrified by: gore, jump scares, introspection, and childhood fears. Can you tell us your name, the scariest movie you've ever seen, and why did it scare you?
My name's Angelina, and I mean, I'd say it's just like super gory, and I was like kind of disturbed the entire time, but like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Okay, I'm Anais Duhl. The scariest movie I've ever seen was probably the first Saw, because I was not expecting to watch a horror movie, and then it was just like very gory, and it was terrifying.
My name's James, and I like can't stand watching horror movies, but my favorite like horror movie I've ever seen is Alien, probably just because it's, you know, it's creepy and like he looks scary.
Gore is an indication of danger. It signifies something powerful enough to open up our bodies and painfully end our lives literally. Not only does it conjure fear, but disgust and even nausea or a drop in heart rate or blood pressure. Gore summons something viscerally distressing in most people. There's even a term for the fear of blood, hemophobia. Gore is a somatic staple of horror, but specifically the subgenres of splatter and slasher films. The second category is jump scare.
I'm Levi Gillis. The scariest movie I ever seen was Sinister, because it has like 10 jump scares in it, and I was literally cowering in the couch while my friend laughed at me.
The scariest horror movie I've seen is It. I think that the way that they set up the jump scares is really, really, really scary. And I remember the first time I saw it with my friends, I was horrified.
I hate horror movies, but I watched A Quiet Place, and it was scary because there were many jump scares. And I'm Anna.
A jump scare is a scene in a movie that shocks you so abruptly that you flinch or jump out of your seat. Think of Freddy Krueger's most terrifying moments in Nightmare on Elm Street or the Red Demon in Insidious. Jump scares are terrifying because they cue you to get anxious. The music builds slowly. The tension rises, and then bam, the music spikes and something horrifying pops out of nowhere. Jump scares represent the fear of the unknown. You are being watched, but you're unaware. You are in danger, but you don't know it until it's too late. While gore and jump scares are more semantic horror elements, the last two genres are syntactical and concentrate on thematic ideas.
Dylan Nischelski and Us, because I think yourself can be the scariest thing that you can think of.
My name is Grace Demarest, and the scariest horror film I've ever seen is Us. I think just because they did everything right and it still wasn't enough. And that prospect terrifies me.
My name is Sequina King. I guess the scariest movie I've seen is Get Out, only because I'm like from a really like conservative town. And so like when the protagonist was captured by the white people and then they're gonna do the surgery, it kind of like scared me. I was like, oh, this is why you shouldn't go to like a stranger's house, like, or somebody you don't really know.
Introspection is the investigation of one's own emotional, mental, and spiritual state. Often, horror movies will force their audience to examine their behavior and the society in which they live through thematic analysis of human nature and self. This type of introspection can be frightening because we see ourselves or our situation in characters whose situations are being exploited, which can be a terrifying experience. The last category is childhood fears.
Hi, I'm Shreya, and the scariest movie I've ever seen is Coraline. I don't know why they call that a kid's movie. Like, the button eyes haunted me as a child and haunt me to this day.
Hi, my name is Sunny, and the scariest movie I've ever seen is Coraline. And that's because I watched it as a child and couldn't even get through it and still had nightmares about it for the next year.
My name is Brody, and the scariest horror movie I've ever seen is probably It or the It franchise. Just clowns just chill me to the core, and I cannot handle it. So those films would be probably the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Silly.
Childhood fears include movies targeted at kids or youthful items such as clowns or dolls. This classification focuses on the idea of creepiness. While gore and jump scares are a more visceral reaction, childhood fears often muster a more uncomfortable, eerie feeling. Dolls and clowns are intended for kids, yet are some of the most common fears that transition into adulthood. This is due to a lack of emotional understanding from them, as they are not quite human, yet replicate some of the elements of humanity. Their faces are reminiscent, yet certain components are not quite right, meaning we can't read them from our emotions or potential threats, which can be deeply unsettling and creepy. As you get ready this year for October 31st, try watching a horror movie or two. See what scares you and figure out why. From WNUR News, this is Alyssa Rubin. Happy Halloween!